Next is a progress note on Norman Enders, E-N-D-E-R-S, Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N. Place was Argentine Care Center. Place was, the date was February 9th, 2023. New paragraph, Mrs. Enders, and Mr. Enders. The scene regarding COPD, and he's known to have coronary artery disease as well, period. Period of history. He was having a rough day yesterday, period. He was short of breath and coughing, period. His COPD was acting up, period. He did receive his inhalers more often, period. He denies chest pain, period. He's feeling a bit better today, period. He denies any current fever, period. No abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Examination, he's not acutely distressed, period. Lungs had diminished breath sounds, period. Percussion was unremarkable. Cardiovascular, normal heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Blood pressure, 112 over 56. O2 saturation, 96. Pulse, 56. Respiratory rate, 17. Head and neck exam is unremarkable. Then assessment and plan. One, Mr. Enders has COPD. Exacerbation. I'm adding Duoneb every 4 hours for a few days, and he may keep it PRN after that. And he then may continue also with his rescue inhalers. Period. He's to continue the fluticasone, salmeterol, 250-50, one puff twice a day. And Incruzalipta, one puff daily, period. Two, he has coronary artery disease, which appears stable. I'll continue Imdur, 30 milligrams daily. Plus aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has hypertension. And I will continue Cozart, 25 milligrams daily. And Metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, period. He has depression. I will continue Zoloft 50 milligrams daily, period. He takes Trazodone 50 milligrams nightly for sleep, period. Five, he has benign prostatic hyperplasia. I will continue Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Ha ha ha.